This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a visit to Vantara in Jamnagar district of Gujarat. Vantara is an animal rescue, conservation and rehabilitation centre established in an area of nearly 3,000 acres in the district. Mr. Modi reached Jamnagar last evening on a three-day visit to the state. Later today, the Prime Minister will offer prayers at the Somnath Temple. From there, Mr. Modi will travel to Sasan, the headquarters of Gir National Park, and chair a meeting of Sri Somnath Trust in his capacity as its chairperson. The trust manages the world-famous Somnath Temple. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will take a jungle safari ride in the Gir National Park, the last abode of Asiatic lions. Mr. Modi will also chair the seventh meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasan to discuss national-level issues related to wildlife. This board functions for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forests, with the Prime Minister as its chairperson. The Election Commission has clarified that duplication in electoral photo identity card EPIC numbers does not imply duplicate or fake voters. The Commission said this in a statement following certain media reports flagging the issue of electors of two different states having identical EPIC numbers. The Commission clarified that while EPIC numbers of some of the electors may be identical, the other details, including the demographic details, assembly constituency and polling booths, are different for the electors with the same EPIC number. It said any elector can cast a vote only at their designated polling station in their respective constituency in their state or union territory where they are enrolled in the electoral roll and nowhere else. Home Minister Amit Shah today said that 29 drug traffickers have been convicted by the courts in 12 different cases across India as a result of foolproof investigation with a bottom-to-top and top-to-bottom strategy. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the Narendra Modi government is unsparing in punishing drug traffickers who drag the youth into addiction for money. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will deliver the 4th P. Parameswaram Memorial Lecture at Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala today. Later in the day, the Vice President will interact with the students and faculty of the Indian Institute of Technology, Hyderabad in Telangana. In order to curb air pollution levels in the national capital, the Delhi government has decided that vehicles which are more than 15 years old will not get fuel at petrol pumps after the 31st of March. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa announced several anti-pollution measures after holding a meeting with the officials on the issue of air pollution. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Sirsa said the government is installing gadgets at petrol pumps which will identify vehicles older than 15 years. The fasting month of Ramzan began across the country from today. The worshippers thronged mosques last night to offer special night prayers called Taraweeh, which will continue throughout the month. Ramzan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, and Eid ul-Fitr is celebrated at the culmination of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the people on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that the sacred month bring peace and harmony in the society. In ICC Champions Trophy cricket, India will take on New Zealand in their final group stage encounter in Dubai this afternoon. Both teams have already secured a spot in the semi-finals from Group A. However, the match is crucial as it will determine the group leader. The winner will face Australia in the semi-finals on Tuesday, while the losing team will take on South Africa on Wednesday. Ahead of the match, India's KL Rahul shared his thoughts on the challenge ahead.
We don't take anyone lightly, especially in this competition. It's my first Champions Trophy. What I've realized is things happen really quickly. In this tournament, it's just really hard. You need to be really switched on, and no game is easy or no team can be taken lightly. So New Zealand has always been a very formidable team and very competitive team. They've done really well over the years. We've played against them a lot of times in ICC events as well, and they've done well against us. It's been quite even, the contest.
In tennis, India's Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli and his Colombian partner Nicolas Barrientos have clinched the men's doubles title at the Chile Open in Santiago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.